Well, if you haven't been paying attention to what's happening in 2021, you're missing out on some of the best dates, especially in the second half of the baseball season coming through Busch Stadium. The reason why, well, we weren't sure if we're going to have fans, much less what kind of capacity, what would be the situation with fans. Well, it's full capacity, which means a lot of things getting sandwiched in to the second half of the baseball season at Busch Stadium. And let's visit with Joe Pfeiffer, who runs the alumni of the St. Louis Cardinals. And let's start with this, Joe. First of all, great to see you. The alumni of the St. Louis Cardinals, it is massive, isn't it?
It's massive, Danny. You're right. It's the most active in all of Major League Baseball, and that's not us being biased or putting rose-colored glasses on. It's actual fact. We go to the winter meetings. We do reviews with other clubs, and we are fortunate to have the most active alumni base, and we have more than 70 guys that played with the club that live here locally, which is a huge asset to the team.
And you guys do such a great job of making sure they're always welcome. They're part of the family. I always say it, you're part of the family once you wear that Cardinal uniform, and you're always bringing them back to the ballpark.
We are. That's our goal. I think we're probably the most flexible related to tickets, hospitality for our guys. There's other clubs out there, not to bash any other clubs, but they make it hard on the alumni to come back and really participate or even come to a ball game. And it's pretty much an open-door policy here. We take care of our alumni, but they've taken great care of us. And just like our baseball operations side, how they want to treat the players and manage the players as their current players, we want to keep that connection with them when they retire. Some guys want to engage immediately. There's other guys that go away a while. There's almost like a grieving period when they're done being a current player. But after a couple years, they realize they want to still potentially be part of the game. They don't know what that is. But that's what we're here for. And we're just so incredibly fortunate that we have guys locally, regionally, but also all over the country, Florida, California, Arizona, that are just incredibly active with us.
And one of those guys that probably went through a little bit of that period and went through so much in his career is David Freese, where he becomes a hometown hero. Everybody's tugging at you. Then you get out of the game and you think, got to catch my breath a little bit, but now he really wants to come back and be a part of the family.
Yeah, and honestly, I thought he would catch his breath a little bit longer than he did. When he retired with the Dodgers, and literally 2 months later, he gives me a call. We're down in Jupiter for fantasy camp in January, and he calls and says, "Hey, Joe, I'm ready to dive in. You know, I loved every team I played for. I had good relationships. You know, with the Dodgers and with the Angels, and but St. Louis is home, and I love my time with the Cardinals, and I really just want to focus on being part of the alumni base of the St. Louis Cardinals." And he's not local anymore. He lives in Texas. So the fact that he wants to do that and is going to be incredibly engaged, and we had big plans for him in 2020. Obviously, we couldn't deliver on those, but he's going to be quite active here in the second half of the 21 season.
What is he doing?
He's going to lead off with August 17th. So every Cardinals fan that loves that 2011 team and loves David Freese and just, you know, remembers the biggest moment in Cardinals history should be here on August 17th. It's Budweiser Bash. It's a theme ticket. The VIP tickets are already sold out. There might be some remaining tickets for the bobblehead itself. But if you can't even get the theme ticket, I'd encourage every Cardinal fan to buy a ticket. It's a Tuesday night. Tickets are going to be affordable, especially on a Tuesday night. Be here. It's our official welcome back for David Freese, the hometown hero, and he's going to throw out a first pitch that night, so you're not going to want to miss that.
That place is going to be going nuts. Busch Stadium, to see him back and knowing that he is a Cardinal and probably having that alumni 23, even though it's going to be retired, but David Freese jersey, it's going to mean something.
It's going to mean a lot, and a lot of our fans missed out on some of the ceremonial traditional things that we do early in the season. Obviously, we only had about 14,000 here for opening day, so our second half is going to be our opportunity to really celebrate tradition. You know, and I always tell our fans, our sponsors, and our alumni, regardless of how our current team's performing, and we're very fortunate over the last two decades that this team has done incredibly well, especially when you compare them with the other 29 teams league-wide. But tradition, I always say, never goes into a slump, and we have the best. You know, the Yankees are right there, the Dodgers are right there, but as far as an active base, nobody's better than the St. Louis Cardinals.
I'm looking at the Saturday signings, which is really cool, over at the Hall of Fame and Museum. Ted Sizemore, David Eckstein, Vince Coleman, a Cardinal Hall of Famer. John Tudor, Tommy Herr, Cardinal Hall of Famers. Dimitri Young, haven't heard from him in a long time. Chris Carpenter, Cardinal Hall of Famer. A fan favorite was Fernando Vina. Just go online, you'll see those dates. But that's really cool to get those guys back.
It is. And really, you know, we're doing a lot over the next 2 months that we've spread out over the course of an entire season. So the Saturday signings brought to you by Budweiser Zero. it's a robust list of guys. And we've already had a couple signings, including you and Jim Edmonds a couple weeks ago. But I have Ted Sizemore kicking it off here at the end of July. But then it's a robust list of guys that our fans are going to be really excited about. World Series MVP, a few four Cardinals Hall of Famers. I don't know if anybody's seen Dimitri Young in St. Louis since the late 90s. So we're excited in a Cardinal uniform to have him back here at Busch Stadium. And it's been a while since our fans have been able to connect with Fernando Vina, who was one of the more popular players during his time here. So the Saturday signings are going to be quite impactful. Go to cardinals.com/museum, click on Saturday signings, and buy your autograph tickets there.
I'm looking at the Budweiser bash. We just had the Spezios in town with Scott and Ed Spezio wearing the Cardinal uniform and the bobblehead. But then I'm looking at Bohart, incredibly popular, obviously. David Freese, we talked about. Lee Smith, Ricky Ankiel. Those are some big names as well. So what happens with the Bud Bash?
Budweiser Bash has become just a standard for Anheuser-Busch. It's a theme night. We do six of them annually now, and we really want to impact our fans by bringing guys back that were really popular. And Bohart falls into that category for sure. While he, you know, doesn't have the name recognition that some of our guys do, he was loved by our fans, and he's engaged. You know, he and his wife and their kids live in Tennessee, but he might as well live in St. Louis, as active as Bo is. So he's fantastic. Obviously, David Freese will be huge. Lee Smith loves being a Cardinal. I know he's in Cooperstown with the Cubs logo on his hat, but he loved his time here, and he loves engaging our organization. So it'll be great to have him here on September 7th. And then we'll wrap up Budweiser Bash with Rick Ankiel. And it's a double bobble. It'll be one of the cooler bobbles that we've done in this series. One is him as a pitcher and one is him as a hitter.
How about with Ted Simmons? What's happening with Teddy?
Yeah, I mean, Teddy couldn't be more excited. July 31st, we're going to have the opportunity, obviously, to retire his number as that's been announced. And then we'll have an unveiling of his new statue. That'll be a 2 o'clock ceremony on Saturday, July 31st. And then you want to have your tickets to the game that night to see the unveiling of his retired number. And nobody more humble and appreciative that I've ever seen with the honors that are being bestowed upon him. Ted is incredibly excited, is wonderful, and is awesome. As Cooperstown's going to be for him in September, he's going to have a ton of family and friends here on July 31st, and he's just so incredibly overwhelmed by this opportunity.
It's amazing, and I think I speak for everybody. We're so happy to finally see him get his due. One of the great things about visiting with Joe Pfeiffer is the fantasy camp. So fantasy camp has moved this year. What about spots, and then if it's sold out, moving and looking forward to the next one?
Yeah, I'd encourage people just to reach out to us at fantasycamp@cardinals.com, because it'll be 22 months since we've had our last camp. We moved our January camp to November this year in order to save it. Obviously, we wouldn't have been able to have it in January in Florida in the current climate, but we're looking good for November. The camp is sold out. It's going to be a 2011 theme, 10-year anniversary of that club, and David Freese and Alan Craig are coming to their first camps. It's close to 40 alumni that are participating, about 130, 140 campers, as we call them. We're excited. I mean, it's been a long gap since we've delivered on a fantasy camp due to the pandemic. And we couldn't be more excited with the amount of Hall of Famers. Ted Simmons will be there, Tim McCarver, Ozzie, Whitey. So it's going to be a great experience. It always is, but 5 days in Jupiter right after the regular season ends. It's early this year. It's November 3rd through the 8th. So if we win the World Series, it'll be coming right off of that timeline. We're looking forward to it. And then moving in the future, this camp will sit in the late November, early December time frame. We just feel that's a sweet spot for it based on other things that go on organizationally. And then we'll bring the St. Louis camp and the Busch Stadium camp back in 2022.
There's some news concerning Lou Brock, Bob Gibson, which probably fans may or may not know about, but there is going to be an official way. We've seen the patches, but because of the pandemic, fans at the ballpark haven't had their just due and day and night to honor two of the greats in Cardinals history.
Yeah, and the timing is finally right, which is great, to have as many fans as we can have in Busch Stadium to honor two of the greatest ballplayers, not only Cardinals, but ever, to play the game. And so it'll be Hall of Fame weekend, Cardinals Hall of Fame weekend, which obviously this year we're inducting Tommy Herr, John Tudor, Bill White, which were 2020 inductees, and then Keith Hernandez is our 21 inductee. And But that week, so that's Saturday is the Hall of Fame induction. But Friday night, we'll honor Lou Brock and his family will be present. And so fans will not want to miss that pregame ceremony that night. And then Sunday, we will do the same thing for Bob Gibson and his family.
Finally, the 2011 reunion, I want to go back to that because this is the 10-year reunion of one of the more popular World Series wins ever because of what happened in Game 6, obviously, with David Freese. So let's go through that weekend, when it is, and what's happening.
It's the weekend of Saturday, September 18th is the actual reunion date. We're playing the San Diego Padres, so that should be a great series, really good club. So hopefully the matchup means a lot for both teams. But we already know that more than 25 guys have already confirmed that they're coming back for the reunion, which is a significant number. 46 different guys played on that team at some point. It was just a massive number that impacted that team. But it'll be a great celebration. It'll really be what fans experience on opening day. They're going to experience it Saturday, September 18th. We'll have a full parade of four trucks on our field with all of the guys. We'll have the World Series trophy out there. Obviously, you can imagine that David Freese and a handful of other teammates will be part of the first pitch ceremony that night. But it's a robust list of guys that are coming back. Obviously, it's amazing how many current guys that are currently still playing from that team. Obviously, Albert won't be here. Tony's managing in Chicago. Lance Lynn's in Chicago. But even all that being said, it's going to be a great night to celebrate that club. And if there's a game that if I'm a fan and I've got to make a choice, I'm going to one Cardinals game in the second half of 2021. It's Saturday, September 18th.
Awesome stuff, Joe. Love what you do. And thanks for always informing the fans.
Thanks, Danny. Appreciate it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.